The following recording is a production of Critical Studies in Media Communication, a publication of the National Communication Association and distributed by Taylor & Francis under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. For more information about this audio recording and Critical Studies in Media Communication, please visit Taylor & Francis at www.tandfonline.com.
Special Affects: Cinema, Animation, and the Translation of Consumer Culture by Eric S. Jenkins. Published by Edinburgh University Press, 2014. Reviewed by Jamie Landau, Keene State College. We feel sparks of energy when watching animated movies, from the astonishment of seeing lifelike movement, to the marvelous thrill of imagination, to the wondrous sensation of when a cartoon appears to come alive on screen. These special affects of animation are far from trivial, because corporations like Disney sell affective experiences to make new consumers, according to this recent book by Eric S. Jenkins. Cultural studies and film scholars have long recognized Disney's significant role in promoting modern consumerism, often through the ideology of the American dream. But Jenkins boldly builds on this literature by arguing that without innervating affections of marvel, astonishment, the fantastic, and wonder, Disney could never have enticed consumption nor spread consumerist ideologies. With theoretical complexity and an expansive analysis of classical and contemporary Disney animation cinema, Jenkins offers a challenging study about the connection between media and consumerism that has implications for research on the culture industries, affect, and digital technologies. For his theoretical perspective, Jenkins pulls from foundational thinkers in the Frankfurt School, such as Max Horkheimer, Theodore Adorno, Walter Benjamin, in media studies such as Marshall McLuhan, Roland Barthes, Lev Manovich, and in affect theory such as Gilles Deleuze, Brian Massumi, Sarah Ahmed, Michael Hart, and Antonio Negri. Jenkins does not simply apply these theorists. He threads them together, calls some into question, and uses their ideas to develop new concepts. For example, Jenkins proposes the electrical metaphor of sparks to describe moments of intense energy that result from someone's encounter with media that they usually cannot explain and which may even contradict their beliefs, such as when critical scholars find themselves affective with wonder by a Disney movie despite detesting Disney's hegemony. Jenkins further stresses how affective sparks unmoor people and transport them from one perceptual mode to another. Subsequently, Jenkins posits a novel notion of modes, what he defines as a relationship between a body, and by a body he means anything, such as even a medium, as it interfaces with another body to produce affections. Jenkins explains, quote, "Modes are a manner of relating, the operations productive of an assemblage or desiring machine, how one body plugs into or interfaces with another to produce affections," end quote. He continues, quote, "Modes are the flip side of affects, the orientations or manners necessary for certain perceptions to flow forth and for certain affects to be sparked," end quote. In other words, modes link subjects to objects, and they generate particular affections like fear or wonder. Viewers are only subconsciously aware of their modal orientations as they switch between them. Furthermore, modes are culturally shared, but they are neither universal nor transcendent. Jenkins overviews these ideas in the introduction and elaborates through the book, culminating in a project that is original but dense and therefore may not be accessible for undergraduates. The remaining chapters in the book are organized around various affective sparks and modes that Jenkins first maps across classical Hollywood cinema and then across Disney animated shorts and feature-like films, including Steamboat Willie, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Fantasia, Dumbo, Pinocchio, and Wall-E. Jenkins takes seriously the medium when analyzing, for instance, coloring and shadows, and the synchronization of sound, stillness, and movement, close-ups of faces and hands, text bubbles and moving lines drawn by cartoonists, and other animation techniques such as the squash and stretch and the jest. Importantly, Jenkins avoids technological determinism by also conducting a kind of reception study when he includes as additional evidence for his claims public discourse about the advent of moving pictures in general and Disney animations in particular. Examples of this include the thoughts and feelings of movie critics and journalists who write during the time period when the animations were first released, commentary from cartoonists and other industry professionals in the past and present, quotations from film historians, and how Jenkins himself responds to these films. His strongest case studies are titled, quote, Of Mice and Mimesis, The Wondrous Spark of Disney, end quote, which is chapter 5, and, quote, Mutual Affection Images and Daydreaming Consumers, end quote, which is chapter 6. In these chapters, Jenkins focuses on animation's wondrous spark of life, which he defines as the sensing alive that which does not live, and the mode of animistic mimesis, both of which Jenkins says Disney captured for profit and resulted in the daydreaming consumer. Rather than a deceived or lifestyle consumer, Jenkins conceives of this daydreaming consumer as, quote, one who is more of a fetish than an emulator, one who seeks out commodities for affection rather than distinction. The daydreamer achieves pleasure by triggering feelings via the imagination. Imaginations stimulate affects that bring pleasure. Thus, in the daydream, real and imaginary feelings are blurred, just as we might feel real affections from a fiction movie, end quote. Peak moments are when music fuses with movement and there are plays of color and close-ups on faces as a puppet becomes boy in Pinocchio, maid becomes princess in Snow White, and an elephant becomes star in Dumbo. These are such intense affective experiences that audiences reportedly weep when watching the animated movies. As Jenkins explains, audiences, quote, felt the characters as alive instead of simply witnessing them move. This was an affective life rather than a realistic one, a life felt more than seen, end quote. Ultimately, Jenkins asserts that Disney learned it could sell modes rather than commodities that enable affective experiences for its daydreaming consumer prototype. In sum, Special Affects demonstrates the foundational link between media and consumerism with Disney as a precursor. Jenkins continues a long line of work on this topic, but offers fresh insight into media history by showing how the consumer is deeply moved instead of being a passive dupe. Perhaps Disney's animated shorts and features have always had such widespread popularity, yet are also frequently the target of vehement criticism from critical cultural studies exactly because they spark. In addition to rethinking older mediums, Jenkins contributes to scholarship on affect by theorizing new concepts and employing a method for analyzing the ineffability of emotion. Digital scholars should also take note of this book since animation and affect are central to remediation. From video games to smartphones to websites, animation has arguably become the dominant language of digital technology. What's more, by closely attending to animation production techniques, Special Affects reaches beyond traditional film studies to examine the digital medium in transition and how it translates consumer culture.